just want to go through the Seder of a Tifa or person with a palace scuttle and also do a demonstration. So, because I've seen various people do it in various different ways. Some of them I think have a basis in halacha, some of them do not have a basis in halacha, the way Mishbur comes out for sure. Even like the Minhag of the Svardim or the Minhag of Chabad, some people come up with a combination of all the different minhagim, and that's a little more difficult. So the Gemara says that we make a bracha misateh batzitzis. The Gemara says in my katan that we find also by an oval. An oval does a tifa, which we don't do anymore. But the oval, one of the things he did was a tifa. And the Gemara says a tifa means like a tifa tishmeilim. Rashi explains the way in that Gemara a tifa tishmeilim is he would put the talus over his head down to the hollow in his cheek, which is basically around the area of the mouth. So that's how his face was covered. And if you see some of your pictures and you have in the picture books about the Mitzvah, also the Zedin of Atifa, he was Mizate, and the same thing, you have a picture of this thing covering his face, which we understand by an Abba, we understand that, and by a person of the Mitzvah who's in a state of Nidui to some extent, he's in the Kherim, he's out there, set out, so we understand this is it represents a Velus. The question is, obviously, that the Yishmaelim weren't doing that for that purpose. Yishmaelim was out how they wore. They went out to the desert. They went out into the thing. Obviously, they protected their face, etc. But they had to see. So it wasn't logical that it was done down to the point where a person would not be able to see anymore. And we are putting on the talus to show a way that we're going to dress ourselves in the talus. So to put it away and your person couldn't see was not logical. That should be the way a person should put on a talus. So therefore. The many of the Svardim, they do not cover their face at all. The Ben Yishkai writes about that. He says you don't cover your face at all. And they cover the neck. They cover, it says Ad Piv is going up. They go up to the mouth. They don't go down to the mouth. Shulchan Aruch Rav says in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, not in the Siddur, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says also you would not cover the eyes because it doesn't make logical to cover the eyes. Mishbura says it's the way that we admit it, which we follow, Mishabur says that if you put your talus down to the peeve, you can still see out. You can look down and see out. If you get down beyond the mouth, the point is you can't see anymore. If a person goes down below the mouth, the person can't see anymore. The second point that a person has to be aware of is that the Shulchan Aruch postulates that a tifa to Rosh is not considered a tifa. It has to be a tifa of the goof. So a person who puts on his talus and he just does a tifa on his head, not on his body, he's not doing a tifa. A tifa has to be on the body also. And then we have a minute, we put the tzitzis over the left shoulder, which that was part of the process which they did. There are those who disagree with this halacha totally and say that there's no din on tifa by talus. The more says a tifa by ovo, says a tifa by mitzara. And even though we make a bracha, he's not taking but tzitzis, the pasuk over the term, he says a shetachasibah, that you're covering yourself with it. There's no requirement of a tifa at all. And the Gemara Goyin held that if you do it, that you don't, you have no din of a tifa at all. And as they said, the Chazanish actually was going that Mamaisi did not do a tifa at all. He put it over his head and that was it. He did kisei rosh, kisei guf, and that was sufficient. Our minig is to do a tifa, and to do a tifa over the head to the mouth, and then on the back also. So I just want to, now the last point, when you make the bracha, since that's the mitzvah of putting it on, so you have to take a bracha over lashiyasa. It says you shouldn't make it over la over. You shouldn't make it too early. The Shabur says if you're still holding it in your hand and it's still folded, that's obviously over the over. It's too early. So that if a person should have it in his hand already. There's a disagreement. It means in your hand in front of you or it means behind you. But obviously if a person can make it behind them, that's right before the moment of the bracha. So the person would put his towel in his hand. Right? And he has it behind him. He makes the bracha and he puts it over his mouth, over his head, to his mouth. He makes sure it's on his body also. So it's on the person's body also. Puts it over his shoulder. He waits 2.5 to 3 seconds, and that's the correct tefillah that a person should do when he puts on a talus gadol. Unless you have the minig of the Svardim or the minig of Chabad, which is a different minig. But otherwise, the person should be doing this. It should not be too low. It should be on the back of the person's back also. Have a good morning.